Chapter 5. This show and the events leading up to it establish a pattern for the following weeks. Jesus and Herb scream at each other for a day or two about which song he's going to do before they manage to reach a compromise. In weeks 3 and 4, he plays Blur's Song 2 and a lead guitar-sodden version of Prince's Purple Rain, mining the thin seam of songs deemed commercially acceptable by Herb, or rather by Stelfox, and cool enough for Jesus to countenance, who goes on lobbying futilely for tracks by everyone from Sebado to Joy Division. Once the song has been agreed, then the arguments about arrangements and orchestration begin with Barry, who has quickly grown to loathe Jesus with an unreserved passion. On each show, there is then a face-off between Jesus and Stelfox, with Herb in JC's corner, and Darcy is a floating voter. So far, so scripted. Stelfox had decreed that Jesus is not allowed to face the public vote until week 5, which is the first show after ABN will receive solid Nielsen ratings data for the first month of the new season. The boss is keen to test his theory, his hunch. In the meantime, Jesus is becoming, well, a celebrity. The catcalls and high fives in the street increasing. The well-wishers stopping by the table when they're all sitting poolside at the chateau. The steady stream of autograph hunters when they go out to the movies or to eat or to take a stroll at night. Stelfox is in his office when Samantha Jansen knocks at the door, the sheaf of new ratings data tucked under her arm. "Well," he says, "it's off the fucking scale, Stephen. I mean, I didn't think the show could get much bigger," she says, handing him the graphs and stats. "We're up nearly 3 points on this time last season. It's incredible. They're screaming with joy down in the advertising department."
"You know, Sam," Stelfox says, yawning and swinging his $2,000 lob shoes up onto the desk as he stretches out to savor those sweet, sweet figures, "it actually almost gets boring being so fucking right all the time."
"What I don't get," Sam says, flopping down on the colossal leather sofa in the corner, underneath a quadruple platinum sales disc for an album by an act called Songbirds, a girl group she knows Stephen was involved with back in the 90s, when she was still at Stanford, "is who are we picking up? I mean, our stats were already off the chart for last season."
"It's obvious," Stelfox says, tossing the Nielsens aside.
"And, by the way, tell Al I want a bunch of new demographics commissioned to confirm this.
Just think,
who wasn't watching the show until now?
Eskimos," she says. "Itinerant gypsies? Amazonian tribes people?" "The fucking indie kids," Stelfox says, grinning. "All those dickless, vegetarian, too-cool-for-school cunts who'd rather have raped a fucking Alsatian dog than watch the show? Well, they're watching it now. Why wouldn't they? There's one of their own on there."